Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
This was one of the more interesting things from Tony Busby yesterday. This came from Packet 5. Comes to the evidence. This is Tony Busby talking about someone basically knowing who Deshaun Watson was without knowing who Deshaun Watson was. Might not have explained that very well, but that's the story of my effing life. Let's let Tony Busby explain it. Here is Tony Busby.
Package number five. Package number five is a series of direct messages where one of the massage therapists reports to her boss or coworker her interaction with Deshaun Watson and her shock and dismay and frustration and bewilderment and humiliation about his conduct. This woman direct messages another woman who had set up the massage, and she says, I quote, "I normally am the one who coordinates his therapist when I can make it, so I'm very close to the team," she says. She says, now remember, at this point, the individual had not been identified. They just said, "I had a very bad experience in my last massage." The woman says, "You don't have to tell me, but out of curiosity, was it Deshaun Watson?" She guesses who it was without being told.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, that was that was interesting to say the very least. We started out the show with the breaking news that Nike is putting their relationship with Deshaun Watson on hold. But wait, there is more. John Lopez.
Yes, AJ Perez from USA Today is reporting that Beats by Dre is parting ways with Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Of course, this move comes hours after Nike announced it had suspended its relationship with Watson amid the scandal that is obviously gripping the NFL and certainly here in Houston. Parting ways sounds to me like it's more of, as you said earlier, peace out than a suspension. But Beats by Dre is another enormous avenue of revenue for Deshaun Watson.
And they're just dropping it. They're not standing by.
Sounds like
Nike.
They said parting ways, so it sounds like.
Yeah, the parting ways means the end. So Beats by Dre is bailing on Deshaun Watson. Nike right now on hold when it comes to Deshaun Watson. So continues to get worse and worse for Deshaun Watson following yesterday's press conference. This one was interesting, too, from Tony Busby. We know that Rusty Harden a week ago put out statements from 18 massage therapists who said that their experience with Deshaun Watson was very professional, couldn't have been better. One of them said that they'd actually worked on Deshaun 40 times via the statement.
Correct.
However, Tony Busby put out a screenshot of back and forth from this woman and what she was saying via direct message was much different than what she was saying in the statements.
At least two, perhaps three, have done so already. There's others that are considering it. I can tell you, and this is, again, based on reports, because I wasn't involved in it, but the Houston Police Department was extremely cooperative, professional, compassionate. You've heard here, it's a very intense process. You know, I obviously am not discouraging anyone from making that report. It's incredibly important. Keep in mind there are other jurisdictions involved and other types of reports that might be made. But until that happens, you know, we won't have any comment on that.
That's Tony Busby on the police reports, actually. But the massage therapist, one of the 18 that spoke out, basically saying that she doesn't mess with Deshaun anymore.
Right.
And she told him as much that his name was getting out there too much. Here is Tony Busby talking about that.
Here's what I think you should know. One of these individuals that was released said, I've been providing massage therapy to Deshaun in 2018 and massaged him at least 40 times since then. I've never had a single uncomfortable or inappropriate experience with Deshaun. That was the statement that was released. Let me read to you the direct message that this individual sent that we now have a copy of. I told you I stopped working with him. Yeah, why? Because I was hearing too much stuff about him messing with other people, like other therapists and estheticians. He's been doing a lot the last 3 or 4 months. I even told his ass he needed to be careful because his name getting around. I just hope don't nobody call me to question me. That's two different stories. Now, am I suggesting that the 18 women had bad experiences? I don't know. Am I suggesting there's a reason they come forward? I don't know. That's the question for you to ask. But what I do know is that what was said publicly by this one individual and what is said privately were two completely different things.
That's interesting, to say the least. The evidence that Busby did lay out was interesting. I think the statement from Rusty Harden was interesting as well. And if you're just tuning in, Beats by Dre has parted ways with Deshaun Watson. Nike is on standby. It should be noted, Nike stood by Kobe Bryant. It was the early part of their relationship. They stood by Tiger Woods. They've parted ways with the likes of Lance Armstrong, Oscar Pistorius, Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson. But Nike is on standby right now with Deshaun Watson. But Beats by Dre, another major endorsement, has punted on Deshaun.
And Sarah Barshop, following up on USA Today's report, says, has indeed ended its relationship with Deshaun Watson.
Ended. Done. The end.
Yes.
End of story. 713-572-4610. What are the Texans going to do? Texans have more tied into Deshaun Watson than anybody. More than Nike, more than Beats by Dre. An outright release would be, you know, $50 million hits in the next couple of years. So that's a tough situation to be in. A trade seems extremely unlikely, to say the very least, 22 days away.
Things have changed a little
draft,
bit.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
What do the Texans do from here? Do you just kind of stand by, let this play out, kind of distance yourself with them in the meantime and figure this out? Because unless the NFL just decides that the Texans can enact, I think it's the moral clause, and get out of the contract, a release would be very, very costly for the Houston Texans. They might be the team that just needs to kind of stand by. I think Sean threw out the Mike Vick comparison during the dogfighting.
Mike Vick was released after conviction, and it was a criminal conviction, so, you know, who knows where that stands. I will just reiterate this, and I think Beats by Dre and Nike are kind of enhancing my point. This is a business decision in terms of your relationship and aligning yourself with an individual who is caught up in an absolute mess. What you're saying is not inaccurate. In football business, it would not be the smartest thing for the Texans to cut bait with Deshaun Watson. But as we all know, this is much, much, much bigger than a football decision. And that's why I think, I just want to reiterate so people don't misunderstand me. I'm not calling for it. I'm not predicting it. I'm saying it's on the table that the Texans are considering cutting Deshaun Watson. And because it's as much a NFL problem now, too. Beats by Dre and Nike have pretty good relationship with NFL and NFL players. And they've already cut bait, at least to varying degrees. The NFL also is very much tied in with women's organizations. They put pink all over their players for an entire month during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And shout out to Joan, because I was trying to think of this one earlier, and she reminded me. The Houston Texans are really close with the Houston Area Women's Center.
$10 million the last few years, courtesy of the McNairs, in that direction.
So this is beyond a football decision. You know, what is the Houston Area Women's Center telling Janice and Hannah and Cal McNair right now?
They probably don't have very good things to say,
right,
quite honestly, regardless of where you sit. Again, the legal process can play out. That's fine. I mean, that is going to happen.
And it could and it will.
But there's already been an acknowledgement from Rusty Harden,
yeah,
that from Deshaun Watson's camp, athletes first, they were willing to negotiate with the original accuser. For whatever reason, they said Deshaun needed to learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And Beats by Dre, they've punted, and Nike is on standby.
Or suspended him.
Who knows what the Texans do? 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Ace. Ace, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah. First and foremost, let me say that I respect, you know, Sports Radio 610. I listen to y'all shows from start to finish. So let's just go and get that out the way. Second, in these situations, it's so wrong, I feel, that one side to keep dropping all of this in bombs and dropping all of this information, where the defendant has to sit back and have his character pretty much called into question. Mind you, all the information that is being presented is subjective. It is not an admission to guilt. It's how you perceive what is being read. Where Busby got this stuff from, who knows? But again, it's all based off of perception. Me personally, I'm all for justice for victims. I don't condone violence against women. But just because I don't agree with that, with what these victims are alleging happened, doesn't make me a heartless person. If you put that out there about somebody, you better prove it. But I don't want to hear that you're doing this for the empowerment of women when a couple of weeks ago you was going to sell out for $100,000. So it's like, kill me with that. Don't do that. You know, some of the stuff that they talked about is a real issue, and it shouldn't be played with, and it shouldn't be used just to win a case. To me, that's low class, and I don't like it, and I don't respect it.
There you go, Ace. Appreciate you.
If you're just throwing stuff against the wall, hey, Deshaun Watson did this, I would agree with you. Where is this evidence? You say it's subjective. I don't know if I agree with that at all, because subjective would mean
one. It is one side. I mean, it is Tony Busby presenting what he's presenting. But when I look at what Deshaun Watson's camp has put out there as well, it makes you raise the eyebrows a little bit. It's going to play out. But what do you think Beats by Dre is thinking? What is Nike thinking?
It's business, man. And here's the other thing with Ace, and I appreciate you calling and appreciate you listening all the time. That's awesome that you listen all day. But let me just say this. Look, Rusty Harden has had the chance, and has, when he felt it appropriate, to counterpoint everything Tony Busby is saying. All he did after yesterday was say, yeah, well, she asked for money. That's not just throwing stuff up against the wall. He had screenshots of text messages, of other messages from Instagram messages from Deshaun Watson's trainer, Quincy Avery. All these things were presented to the public for Rusty Harden to digest and refute, and none of them were. That's not guilt or innocence.
Now, he might be waiting for the courtroom.
Right.
You know, that because that's where it does matter the most.
That's
Rusty
what I'm
Harden.
Saying.
It matters the most in the courtroom. That might be what he's waiting for.
That's not guilt or innocent. But if you really have the best interest of your client in mind, you have to at least refute those for the sake of his business, his own personal business. Because if you don't, Nike might bail. If you don't, Beats by Dre might bail.
They already have.
And they have.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with
you. This isn't spitballing, man.
Here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Legal process is going to play out.
Of course.
It's going to play out, and we're going to see what happens. But as we sit right now, Nike has made their stance very clear. They are sitting here and watching. They are putting their relationship with Deshaun Watson on hold. Beats by Dre, if you're just tuning in, they have bailed. Coming up, I've been talking about this for a long time. We've actually had a disagreement on the show about this for a very long time. Has Deshaun Watson changed? Did we see a change in Deshaun Watson when all this stuff was going on? I'm going to lay out the case next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Before this even happened, we were having a show disagreement about Deshaun Watson, and I felt like he'd kind of lost his way. I didn't feel like I was really feeling Deshaun Watson as much as I was before. And this was pre-lawsuits. It felt like Deshaun Watson had gone Hollywood. And I think the peak of our debate was when Deshaun Watson posted on Instagram something about escaping the 9-to-5, eliminate friends who aren't trying to escape the 9-to-5. And that really rubbed me the wrong way. It really did, because I just thought that was – I thought it was tasteless. I thought it was classless. I am a major, major supporter of the 9-to-5 worker. That's something that I 100% support. Mm-hmm. And I just – the fact that Deshaun Watson, after he signed that contract, was saying that as if he was like Jeff Bezos – or Steve Jobs or something like that, really rubbed me the wrong way, because I think 9-to-5 workers are the foundation of America, and I thought it was just tasteless, and I think it was just a little bit of Deshaun going Hollywood and maybe surrounding himself with a camp, which has been called into question many times, from Quincy Avery to Mulligetta to this athlete's first organization that helps him, to where I just really was rubbed the wrong way by Deshaun Watson. And I say all that, John, mm-hmm. and I'm not trying to cut you off, but right. I say all that because with all these lawsuits and with the 22 lawsuits going on, I think it's important not to jump to any conclusions. I think it's important not to lump all of these lawsuits into one. But I do think at the very least, and this is based on Rusty Harden putting out his statements and then putting out the emails in which Deshaun Watson's own management from Athletes First says that they are willing to negotiate with the first accuser because he put himself in a bad situation and he needs to learn a lesson. I think at the very least, I feel safe in saying, mm-hmm. not necessarily what Deshaun Watson did or didn't do, but I feel safe in saying that 9-to-5 comment about eliminating people that are in the 9-to-5, and the way in which Deshaun Watson appears
right.
to look at massage therapists who are 9-to-5 workers, very, very hard 9-to-5 workers. Mm-hmm. My sister is one, and she's also an esthetician. I think there is tangible proof, and I feel safe in saying, I'm not putting my chest out for anything, mm-hmm. that Deshaun Watson lacks respect for 9-to-5 workers, specifically the massage therapy profession. I don't know how these are connected, but I just know that this is not a discussion in hindsight that we were having. We've had this discussion many times. I think Deshaun Watson kind of lost his way, and it does seem like he just does not have the respect for the 9-to-5 workers. And I think based on everything we've said, at the very least, which is why I think they were willing to give some sort of money, I don't think he respects the occupation of massage therapy.
I think that's possible. And if we go back to when we're seeing Deshaun Watson with the Lamborghinis and buying another car and all that stuff, I defended him then, and I will defend anyone who does that, professional athlete or someone who just came into money or celebrity of any ilk. I'll still defend him from a distance if I don't know them or I don't know any other parts of their story, because you have the right to do that. You know,
you
have the money to do it. You have the means. You have the right to do it. We all, you know, talk about that. Boy, if I won the lottery thing, you know, what would I do? So I defend that aspect when I don't really, when I'm watching it from a distance. We're not really at a distance anymore. And I think what you're saying is actually true. We're seeing the curtain drawn back on what Deshaun Watson, at least some aspects of Deshaun Watson's life is like. So I would agree with your point there, but clearly something has changed. This is a guy who has come from, who could not have respected, you know, hard workers any more than he did his mother, what she did. I mean, the things he said about her, the things we know about her, just him in general, getting to the place where he is. So something has changed. And just one more thing, because I said this to someone just this morning. Deshaun Watson, at minimum, and again, passing judgment, just an opinion, but that's what we're sitting here for. I think he has some very, very deep issues emotionally or in terms of respect for women. Or maybe it's power. Maybe it's something. You can say I'm crazy, but I think a lot of evidence, a lot of things that we're hearing would say otherwise, because I don't feel sorry for Deshaun Watson. You know, if these things are true, he brought
his own crew said he was putting himself in bad situations and needed to learn a lesson. Right. That's from his own defense.
Right. I don't feel sorry for him. But I am concerned, because those are severe issues if true.
I just think he lost his way. And again, this I want to make this clear. And anyone who listens to this show knows this. I think he's lost his way. And I was saying this when people were pro Deshaun Watson, you know, don't trade Deshaun Watson. We stand with Deshaun before any of this came out. I think he turned into a tool. And I think you can look at his Instagram right now. Even when he's doing charitable stuff in Atlanta, he's lining up five Lamborghinis with his with his guys, and they got their arms crossed, and that's what it's about. Like, it's one thing to flex, but I just this is just not the guy that I grew up knowing. This is not the guy that I followed since he was 14 years old, to where he can't separate the two things. He's always had a little bit of style. He's always had a little bit of drip, but at some point he went from the guy who had the most respect, the most humility for 9-to-5 workers, to a guy on Instagram who's saying, eliminate friends who aren't trying to escape the 9-to-5 from your circle. Let's just go back. Let's just look at what Deshaun Watson used to do. This is Deshaun Watson, his rookie year when Hurricane Harvey hit. This is Deshaun Watson giving his game check to the Texans cafeteria workers.
I feel good. I'm excited to do a little surprise for the cafeteria ladies. That's been helpful for all of us, so it's going to be cool. Hey, how are y'all? For what y'all do for us every day and never complain, I really appreciate y'all. So I wanted to give my first game check to y'all to help y'all out some type of way. So here you guys go.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you guys. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you
no problem. Hopefully that helped. Shouldn't be. So hopefully that's good to help you get you back on your feet, and anything else y'all need, I'm always here to help. So no problem. No problem. Thank you.
I don't know what happened to that guy, but somewhere along the line, that guy went from giving his game check to wanting to eliminate anyone who works the 9-to-5 from a guy who goes to charitable stuff with what appears to be humility to a guy who's all about the Lamborghinis and getting the pictures with the Lamborghinis in front of the government housing or whatever that is. I don't know what that is. And quite honestly, I don't know what Deshaun Watson did or didn't do. I think that it's clear in the words of his own management and in the words or in the presentation of Rusty Harden and what he put out yesterday, it's clear that he needs to learn some sort of lesson and he needs to quit putting himself in bad situations. So that is one thing that I think Deshaun Watson needs to do. He needs to get a new crew, he needs to get a new mindset, and he needs to get a new outlook on life. Because even before this, it seemed like he was kind of losing his way and he was starting to, I don't know, it just was not the same guy. Again, this might not be connected, but I think if you look at this, at the very least, Deshaun Watson did not respect massage therapists as much as he should have, because it is a profession. And you see Quincy Avery on the fifth packet or fourth packet, whatever it was, from Tony Busby, reaching out to one of the masseuses. And this is another guy in his circle. And this is one of the most obnoxious guys in his circle that wants to call out Dabo Sweeney, wants to call out Drew Brees, wants to call out everybody. And he's setting up these massages, and he's saying that his girlfriend wants to know, Deshaun's girlfriend, if these are real masseuses or not. Again, this is according to a Tony Busby screenshot of a message. I just think the guy lost his way, and regardless of what did or didn't happen, I said this yesterday, he's got to figure it out, and he's got to make some serious adjustments in his life.
I agree with your point, but I also think there's another element here, maybe even a totally separate element. Because Deshaun Watson would not be the first guy who came from meager means who made a ton of money and got swept up and became Hollywood, right? He wouldn't be the first one to do that. This is the first time we've ever heard a story, anything like this, of a guy who has allegedly done or at least been involved or put himself in this situation that he's now in. I think those could be two different things. Maybe they're connected, and you would think because of his means, they're at least connected financially, right? Because he can allegedly, you know, fly a woman in from Atlanta and pay for her Uber and bring her and all that and get the massage table from the Texans because of his means and his stature. But I think the other element here that could be separate or maybe just an offshoot of it is his problem, seemingly to me, with how he respects and regards women.
And that's the Lopez. That's the Lopez opinion, just based on what's going on. We've been as responsible with this as we possibly can. And I think something else that needs to be, and this is why I'm saying that a change needs to be made no matter what did happen. His camp, he needs to bail on them.
It's a mess.
He needs to bail on them. We've seen way too many holes, whether it was the initial tweet response to Busby, whether it was the back and forth, the email, the Quincy Avery situation. His name's been brought up now five times. His camp is a joke. And I'll put it this way. I'll put it this way, because there are some people on the text line saying this. 713-572-4610. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Let's just pretend, okay? Let's just pretend. And again, this is pretending. Let's pretend that these 22 women are just out to shake Deshaun Watson, and they just have evil intentions, and this is just all a conspiracy theory, and Tony Busby is trying to get clout to run for mayor. Again, we're just pretending. Do you think that Deshaun Watson is the first multi-million dollar athlete that had an alleged woman try to get money from him? How come it never got to this position? You don't think Michael Jordan ever had someone trying to get money from him?
Or just anyone in regular life who has a lot of money.
The team let Deshaun Watson down in this situation as well. Now, that's not the big picture thing, but the team let him down. He needs to separate himself from the team no matter what, and he needs to start the next journey in his life, whatever that is. If it includes football, who knows? But I think Deshaun Watson will say that changes do definitely need to be made. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Nike and Beats by Dre have spoken on the Deshaun Watson situation. Also, another accuser. We heard from the original accuser earlier in the show. We're going to hear from another accuser that had some even stronger words to say, plus some much-needed Astros cleansing next.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Presented by BaywayLincoln.com. You're in the loop with Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Legal process will play out with Deshaun Watson. Tony Busby at his press conference yesterday. Again, this is just Tony Busby and two accuser now's words. We'll hear from one of them in just a sec. But Nike has taken a stance, as has Beats by Dre. Nike is suspending their relationship with Deshaun Watson. Keep in mind, they stood by Tiger Woods and Kobe Bryant. Yeah. They punted on Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, Oscar Pistorius, John Jones. But they are standing by when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Not standing by like they did with Tiger and Kobe, suspending their relationship. And now Beats by Dre, they've said, peace out, Deshaun Watson. We don't want any part of this. Beats by Dre has said goodbye to Deshaun Watson.
I mean, those are two of the biggest affiliations with the NFL and NFL players anywhere. Actually, players in general. I mean, European soccer, has Nike and Beats by Dre. I mean, it's an enormous, enormous hit for Deshaun.
NFL has also weighed in. The NFL said the allegations are deeply disturbing and they take these issues very seriously. Immediately following news of the first allegations last month, as has been reported, we initiated an investigation under the NFL's personal conduct policy. We are continuing to closely monitor all developments in the matter. Mark Berman, Fox 26, also confirmed that the NFL has been in contact with Tony Busby and would like to interview his clients if they are willing to make them available. Before we hear from Lauren Baxley via statements, let's hear from Attorney Sam. Let's get some thoughts from Attorney Sam, one of our favorite Loopholes. Attorney Sam, what's your takeaway from everything going on, everything we saw yesterday, the situation in front of Deshaun Watson from a legal perspective?
First of all, gentlemen, good morning to y'all. I tell you what, man, yesterday definitely wasn't a good day for Team Watson, if you want to label them as that. I think definitely there was an overreaction. One thing I always try to do, and one thing my dad always says, you never make a decision based on emotion. You don't react while you're emotional, because a lot of times you play into your opponent's hands and you make missteps. And as you guys pointed out, the statement that Rusty put out does kind of, I'm not going to say it admits to any anything that's being he's being accused of, but it does suggest that he did something wrong and he should have known better, right? I'm not sure why that statement went out. I feel like it was rushed just to kind of put a little bit of the flame out. But I think at this point in time, you got to pick a side as far as the defense goes. You know, I don't think, and like I told you guys, I don't know, was that last week? I don't think it's best for you to try to play in the mud with Tony Busby. That's what he does, and he's good at doing it. Now, there are two courts here. There's the court of public opinion, and then there's the actual court that should matter when it comes to a person's legal rights and their freedom, you know, and their money, right? But what is going on is Tony is winning by a long shot the public opinion because he's doing things, and again, I talked about this last week. When I'm in trial, there are things that I'll say that I know the judge is going to strike and is going to instruct the jury to disregard that. But we're all humans, right? So it's etched in memory forever. A lot of things that were presented yesterday, and I wasn't there, obviously, at the press conference, and you guys have these five packets that were given to you. But a lot of these text messages and direct messages, a lot of those things would be inadmissible during trial. Why? Because it's hearsay. In fact, double hearsay. And I don't want to spend too much time on the rule of hearsay, but Tony knows that. But it doesn't matter in the court of public opinion. Everything is admissible. Everything is going to be deemed evidence. Everything is going to be deemed fact. Because, again, it's about the person that is receiving it and how they're perceiving it. Right now, the court of public opinion is perceiving it as, man, these are some bombshells. Man, this doesn't look good. All this, we got DMs. You know, you got a message from one of the 18 masseuses that came out in support of Deshaun that seemingly looked like she's contradicting herself. Now, I disagree with that. I don't think she's contradicting herself. I think two things can be true at the same time. I don't think she was truthful when she said she didn't have any bad experiences with Deshaun, but it could also be true that she has heard some things and didn't want to be associated with what she's hearing. That's true. But the way he presented it, it made it seem like she's contradicting herself, and it made it seem like Watson's camp is giving out bad information. Again, every lawyer has a different strategy, but I think you're either going to have to play in the court of public opinion or you're going to have to play in the real court, right? And if it's me, and I've talked with other lawyers about this, hey, I'm not trying my case in the media. I'm not doing that. And again, a lot of things that are being done from the plaintiff's standpoint, it's very unorthodox, but there's a reason behind it. I am trying to win the court of public opinion where I am breaking your will. Now we're seeing dominoes falling because now it's hitting his pockets. Like I said, he's a brand, and now that brand is being affected. It will never get back to where it was at its zenith. So sooner or later, there are going to be negotiations. I guarantee you guys, this will not go to trial. It can't. it can't go to trial. In theory, yes, it can go to trial, but it can't go to trial at this point in time because there's so much of the court of public opinion's mind's already been made up. It can't go to trial because it's just getting worse and worse by the day. So, unfortunately, by entertaining and giving responses to what, you know, these press conferences, now you have to play in the court of public opinion. And I think that's what Rusty was trying to do, his team was trying to do. But again, you reacted on emotion, and instead of helping your client, it looked like it hurt your client.
Attorney Sam, so, go ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty much it on that.
Well, I had a question for you. Attorney Sam, who's been really, really good with us and is a loophole, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. My question, though, is this, and I know you've heard me say this, because, yes, he's playing he's playing in the muck, you know, with Tony Busby, but he had an opportunity to play in the muck and at least dispute some of those things that you just referenced. Instead, he just said, yeah, but she asked for money. I thought Rusty really misplayed that. If he had a defense, if he had a legitimate response to all those things that Tony Busby laid out.
Well, you can't change course now. From the very get-go, that's what he talked about, was the fact that this seemed to be a money grab, right? Like I said,
yeah, but he cost
week,
his client,
you know,
money. I mean, Beats by Dre fell, Nike fell because of that press conference. He had a chance to refute that and at least say, no, these things are not correct.
I would disagree. I don't think he cost his client money. I think his client has cost him money. And let me say this, just from the outside looking in, I'm not a part of any conversations, any attorney-client privilege communications, but I don't know if Deshaun is being forthcoming about everything. Mm-hmm. I tell my clients all the time when they come to me, right, depending on what it is, and there's some cases that I just don't take. If it's child molestation, I put my client through a polygraph test to see whether or not you're telling the truth because I, in good conscience, can't represent you. Hell, I've represented a Klansman before. I tell my clients, I don't give a damn whether you did it or not, but what you can't do is lie to me because I don't like surprises, mm-hmm. right? So there needs to be a come to Jesus moment where we sit down and we talk like Deshaun. I need to know everything. Don't hold anything back because the embarrassment, you get over that because it's getting worse and worse by the day. So I don't think Rusty cost his client money. I think the strategy should have been, and again, every lawyer is different, and who am I to question the strategy of a legend like Rusty Harden, right? But to me, we're not going to try this case in the media. We are not going to go down that rabbit hole with you, Tony Busby, and the 22 plaintiffs. We're not going to do that. We will wait. We will have discovery. We will depose you. We will have you under oath. Because here's the other thing. Everything that Ms. Sutter said and the other person said, hey, yes, it's a statement, but you weren't under oath. So, and I'm not sitting here saying that they're not being truthful, but I don't know. To me, you're going down the wrong path and you're falling into the trap that Tony Busby and his team are laying. He wants this to be played out in the media to the point where you have no choice but to break. You have no choice but to give in and spend money. That's where it's at right now.
It's Attorney Sam at Millage Law on Twitter, M-I-L-L-E-D-G-E, Law. If you're a member of the KKK, he is your guy. Sam, appreciate
all right,
you, man.
Guys.
All right, that's Attorney all right. Sam right here on Sports Radio.
That's a lawyer right there if he's doing that.
6'10". Lauren Baxley, another accuser of Deshaun Watson. She put out a statement yesterday downtown. Here's what her statement sounded like right here on In the Loop.
When you reached out to me through Instagram, I was excited to work with you. I've had the opportunity to work with many athletes, and as massage therapy is an important component to athletic performance, I took it seriously that you would entrust me with your physical recovery. You asked how long I had been a therapist, and I told you 11 years. I watched a few YouTube clips of quarterbacks during games, carefully making mental notes of the pivoting, sprinting, and even sacking that occurs in order to best prepare myself for your unique needs. When you requested a pre-consultation phone call, I was happy to oblige. You detailed a few items of concern. Make sure to use the words quote-unquote professional and quote-unquote non-sexual, though I wondered a bit when you mentioned that it was quote-unquote difficult for you to find a therapist who was quote-unquote comfortable working with you. Certainly, if all you wanted was professional work, maybe other therapists were simply starstruck by your local celebrity. I could not know at that point. You mentioned needing extra focus in your gluteal area, which is standard for anyone, particularly an athlete who requires massive sprinting power and short bursts of speed. You asked again if we had privacy space. I said yes. Then you asked if you could shower before your service. I found that a little strange, but if you were coming from a training session, not abnormal. I said you could shower beforehand. When you arrived, I had you sign a consent form for massage treatment. Then I showed you the shower room and massage room, directing you to get on the massage table face down and under the sheets after your shower. I stepped out to give you privacy and space and closed the doors between us. When you confirmed that you were ready for your massage, I entered the room and was both shocked and sickened to find you completely nude, face down. Your full rear was exposed, as well as your scrotum. I quickly covered you with a hand towel as you tried to insist that you were both uncomfortable by the towel and you didn't mind being exposed. I said that I minded, and as I attempted to start the session, you clearly directed me away from a therapeutic glute massage toward your anus. Every boundary from professional and therapeutic to sexual and degrading, you crossed or attempted to cross. You insisted that I not use my knuckles or forearms, but that I use my fingers for digital stimulation, which is an ethical violation of massage practice when working in the gluteal area. I compromised by attempting to use the lateral border of my hand. I did not want to touch you, but my terror kept me in autopilot, and I continued to the best of my ability to give you therapeutic treatment. But at this point, it was clear that's not what you were seeking. When you turned over, you again exposed yourself, this time your penis. When I covered your groin area, you complained again that the very soft towel I have provided was itchy and rough. At that point, I carefully covered your groin with a softer headrest cover, pulling the towel out from under that so as not to expose you. You were aroused and removed the cover when I was working on your upper quad area, at which time you moved in such a way that your penis touched my hand. You then told me to just grab it, if it was in my way. This happened multiple times, and I felt as if the session time was spent trying not to be sick, not have an outburst, and keep you covered. In those minutes, I considered my past, present, and potential clients who were connected to you through the Texans franchise and your social life. With your millions of fans and followers, with your resources and income, I felt both powerless and trapped. And at the snap of your fingers, I knew my good reputation, my home, and my career might be lost. Other than my massage license, I had very little education to fall back on in hopes of finding supportive income. My anger and disgust burned within me, both at you and at myself. My false sense of shame and the way I had been cornered did not sit well with my outspoken nature against abuse of any kind. I have been angry at you for so many reasons since that day in June. I am furious that the talented and hardworking young black man that gave so many children inspiration is nothing more than a predator with power. I am heartbroken for your family, for your loved ones, for those coming to terms with the fact that your charitable work and good guy persona are nothing more than a meticulously designed facade to keep your victims silent and second-guessing themselves. How can such a good man do such terrible things, and with frequency and total disregard for his abuse victims? You are not a good man. Anything good that you have done is poisoned by your true nature. Maybe you suffered abuse yourself in the past, and maybe you have genuinely attempted to convince yourself as much as us, your victims, and the general public that you are without fault. Maybe you need intensive and professional long-term help. I have written this upon the recommendation of my trauma therapist to forgive myself for not speaking up sooner, to forgive myself for not being braver. But I have also written this so that you can know, without excuse or justification, that you have deeply and irreversibly brought terror to me and others. There is trauma associated with unwanted sexual contact and assault in a place that's meant to bring peace and therapy. But there are even deeper terrors that you have brought in my life. The terror that my partner might not believe me. The fear of abandonment and loss of my job. I have had fears of being attacked in my own home or business after reading comments from your fans and supporters. I have felt nausea and heartbreak over seeing accusations that my pursuit of justice is an attempt at receiving fame or money. Be assured, I have worked with far more wealthy clients and with clients who have far more global celebrity. None of them have perpetrated sexual misconduct towards me, only you. I initially came forward to offer solidarity to other women, but I have since realized that I am deserving of justice as well. I hope the court of law brings that justice and that you're stripped of both your power and ability to hurt more women, and that you undergo intensive therapy. Lauren Baxley.
That's Lauren Baxley from the presser yesterday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. That music is there for a reason, because I need some therapy. I need some cleansing, and I need something pure when it comes to Houston sports. Rockets rebuilding, Texans Texaning, and the Deshaun Watson situation. Let's get some Astros cleansing.
We need a lift.
Astros cleansing. Let's go back and relive last night. Yesterday, afternoon baseball. The 4-1 Astros coming off their first loss. Trailing 2-0 in the second after Zach Greinke allowed 2 runs. Big Tuck. Kyle Tucker at the plate. Nobody on. 4 bags, Mr. Bellhop.
Big T, UCK. Two-strike swinging and all the way back to the wall. This ball is gone. Kyle Tucker has done it again. Astros cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1.
Just like that.
The next batter, Elidmys Diaz, coming off a three-hit performance. Don't know how to speak Cuban, but I will try my best.
Also known as Spanish.
Cuatro bags, senor.
All of these guys, you're able to probably move them more. Go ball.
Elidmys gets into one, and he hits a home run. The third of his career against Bundy. Elidmys ties the game. Back-to-back jacks for the Astros.
Back-to-back jacks, 2-2. Heading into the ninth inning. One man on, the Sparkle Prince, Carlos Correa, at the plate. Cuatro bags, Mr. Bellhop.
Correa into right field. Well hit. Ball going off the wall. That ball is gone. Two-run home run, Carlos Correa, and the Astros take a 4-2 lead.
How about that?
Great beer. Astros improved to 5-1, 4-2. There's a little cleansing for the soul, and as if it couldn't get better, tomorrow, Houston Astros in town at the Juice Box against the A's. I'm going to be there. Can't wait to get back to the yard, go in there with my pops. That's the cleansing we need. Landry Locker, John
That's
Lopez,
awesome.
Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Deshaun Watson's losing money. Could his career be what he loses next? Lunchtime begins on In the Loop coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.